Jimmy Morgan here from the Department of Public Safety. Having just heard Dave South's report about the big crowd expected to be around for the Aggies LSU game, I'm guessing there will be a little increased law enforcement.
I suspect you're probably going to be right on that. Yeah, we'll have, of course, the usual troopers working, then the troopers that are off duty that will have the time to work extra will be have the opportunity to be assigned to that game. So there'll be a good show of law enforcement there.
Well, in the meantime, a couple of other traffic-related things. So let's first talk about ATV and recreational vehicles and whether they can be on or off highways.
Well, this past session, nobody's really mentioning a whole lot. They grouped the recreational off-highway vehicles under Section 663.003 of the Transportation Code under the ATV vehicles. And the ATV vehicles basically is a saddle seat, better known as a four-wheeler, that you're probably used to back in the day. And the same modus of operation applies to both of them under the same set of rules now. So what that does is before where there was some language that would allow some of these vehicles to be used on the roadway, they pretty much have taken that out and put it all under this one rules of regulation. And basically what it is in a nutshell is that if you operate these type vehicles for farm use within 25 miles of your residence for farm use, you can go down the highway, which is fence line to fence line. So in other words, on the grass part. Now, you can cross the roadway at a 90 degree. And you got to have the 8-foot flag, 8-foot pole, I'm sorry, and a 12-inch orange flag. Driver license, lighting on the ATV vehicle is required. But just for mirror purpose of going down the roadway, maybe, and the reason I'm bringing this up because hunting season's starting to come up. And I know a lot of people like to use these things while they're hunting and cross and go down a highway. And, so I'm just kind of pointing it out in case they see the local game warden, he may want to stop and visit with them if he sees them operating on the roadway.
The move over law versus left lane passing only.
I was doing a presentation this week, and a young lady that was listening, and I was telling her that it's been my experience working on the roadway, especially two-lane roadway, that I see a lot of people not slowing down. And I really see them not slowing down when I see a passing zone and I have somebody pulled over, and it's just a stretch where it's a passing zone and the coast is clear, and they typically go on the other side of the roadway and keep going, and then they move back over. Under the definition of pass under the Transportation Code, basically in general it says that the vehicle has to be moving that you're passing to be considered a pass. So that is not a since the patrol vehicle or fire truck or tow truck now is not moving and the vehicle stopped is not moving, going around is not considered a pass by law. So basically what you're doing is illegal pass on the left side pass. It's an illegal maneuver. So you're breaking two laws. You're not slowing down for the emergency vehicle, and you're on the wrong side of the road, not passing. So now you've committed two crimes. Now, and saying that, I went on and going into this four-lane highway, two lanes each way, and we was talking about, we got into conversation about left lane passing only. She goes, sir, back to your definition of pass. What do you want us to do when the trooper or the officer has somebody stop in an area where it says left lane passing only after you've already said passing, the vehicles have to be moving? Do you still want us to move over to the inside lane, or do you want us to stay where we're at? No, we'll permit you in that situation to move to the inside lane. That's what the law states we'll do. And then as you go around, then you can come back into the outside lane, and that way you're abiding with the left lane passing only sign. So, but it was a good question and something that I thought this lady's really paying attention to what I'm saying. So I just want to pass that out. You're allowed to go to the inside lane on a left lane passing only to go around an officer or a fire truck and then move back. You'll see these type of signs a little bit everywhere, but here close to home, it'd be going towards Hearn on US 190 going north of here. You'll see these signs posted. So just want to point that out.
Very quickly, just a few seconds remaining, and we may have to carry this over in more detail next time. Extended hubcaps, those that have spokes or spikes on them.
These things get a lot of people nervous. They actually have me nervous looking at some of these things. And I've been asked a couple of questions about these things. And best I can tell, if the hubcaps are legal, as long as they do not make the vehicle wider than 8 foot. That's the passenger vehicle cannot be no wider than 8 foot. So I stepped off my car today. I didn't have a tape measure for some reason. I thought I did, but I had about 72 inches with mirrors and everything. So we're talking an extra 1 foot on each side, 2 more foot. And I don't think they're going to be a foot extra on each side. So as long as they don't go over the 8 foot, then I think they're going to be legal until something else is put into law to change that.
All right. Everybody be careful when you're out on the roads.
Absolutely.
For sure. Appreciate the time as always.
Thank you for having me.
Jimmy Morgan, Department of Public Safety, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.